Before we begin, I just want to take a moment to thank today's sponsor, Storyblocks. Storyblocks is a demand-driven library filled with royalty-free 4K HD footage, After Effects, and Premiere Pro templates, music, images, sound effects, and more. It includes diverse and inclusive content, unlimited downloads, and there is a plan and subscription for every budget. I'm an active user of Storyblocks, and I think you will enjoy using them too. To find out more about Storyblocks, go to storyblocks.com/MHN. Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. This week, we're talking about how to thrive in the desert, in a place that, at first glance, might not seem like it's designed for wild and abundant growth. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out part one and part two wherever you listen to podcasts. I really hope you can enjoy these observations, and I hope they remind you of what's possible no matter what landscape you find yourself in right now. During my time at the Desert Botanical Garden, we observed that many desert trees, such as acacias and desert willow trees, have small leaves. We learned that smaller leaves allow these trees to be more drought resistant, whereas larger leaves actually heat up faster and are more prone to damage and fire. Learning about these desert trees and their leaf size got me thinking about all of the small things in life that don't always feel significant in the moment. Number one, writing one sentence in a journal. Number two, watering a plant. Three, answering a message. Organizing a small stack of papers. Planting one seed. Cleaning up a small pile of laundry. Washing a few dishes. This is only the beginning of a very, very long list of all the small things we do each day. We do them because we either have to, want to, or feel like we need to, and at the same time, there are many days where we feel like we haven't done enough. Even if we have good habits, we might be left wondering, what's the point of all of this? Should I be taking on more? I think it can be a wonderful thing to ask ourselves big questions about the big things we can do in this life. If we want to see change within ourselves and within the world around us, we have to activate our imagination and think about the bigger picture. However, we also have to remember that those big things are made up of small beginnings, small habits, small leaves. Every small act of joy, each small act of kindness and of love are the small leaves that together make up the entire tree. What these desert trees and their small leaves can teach us is that every small leaf is a part of a larger story. And though these leaves are small, they are not without purpose. By being small, they are better suited for survival. By being small, they are more able to withstand the heat. I think that's the beauty of small things, especially small things that end up becoming good habits. They require so little of our energy that we usually don't even notice what big impact they can actually have. Taking 2 minutes to write down what you're grateful for in the morning may not feel like much, but as things shift and change, you will be grateful that you took the time to capture what meant the most to you in each area of your life. It is also likely that you're going to be able to find 2 minutes to write down what you're grateful for no matter where you are in life. It feels much more feasible than taking a whole day to tune out the world and do nothing but write. And while it might feel great to have that time for yourself, it might not be realistic every day of the week. The more we can start to see the small leaves in our lives as good and valuable, the more we can cherish them, and the more likely we are to sustain life's challenges. Now, I'm not saying that you should try to keep everything in your life small or break down your entire day into 2-minute increments. But maybe all of the small things you do each day have a bigger impact than you give them credit for. Maybe washing the dishes isn't just washing the dishes. Maybe it's a way of expressing gratitude for good meals by taking care of the plates you eat with. Maybe answering one message isn't just answering a message. It's helping someone you care about by adding the final detail to something bigger that they're working on. Maybe writing one sentence in your journal isn't just writing one sentence. It's taking a moment to check in with yourself, to connect with your body, and to tune in to how you're feeling. I could go on forever about the small things that are not so small after all. And I do hope they remind you to look at the small leaves and see them as good and valuable. Let us continue to think big, dream big, and hope for the absolute best, while also remembering that the small things we do are a part of the bigger picture. Remember, every small leaf is a part of a larger landscape. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you for the rest of the day. What are some small things that you do each day? How are they important to your life, your story, and your dreams? Thanks again for listening. And if you get a chance today, do you mind leaving a review on Apple Podcasts? If you're listening on Spotify or somewhere else, you can still leave a review, and this will help greatly with podcast visibility. I appreciate it so much, and thanks for supporting the Morgan Harper Nichols Show.